We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When weather strikes.
Yeah, I'm reporting live outside and it's freezing.
Markson Reese Doppler strikes back.
All right, Markson Reese.
Howard Eskin, 610 WIP.
He is the chief meteorologist of 94 WIP, Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Hi, John. Hi, Joe. Always nice to be here to try to not scare the public, but enlighten the public.
That should have been your thing on TV. That should have been your catchphrase. Not to scare you, it was just enlighten.
So, Howard, you know what I did last night? And it was, I wanted to go to bed, but I said, you know what? If I wake up tomorrow and they say the storm's barreling towards us, there's not going to be anything left on the shelves by the time I get home from work. So I went out last night. I got the bread, got the toilet paper, got the milk.
What about the eggs?
I had eggs. I'm a softy. I already had a dozen and a half, so I was good. So am I going to need these supplies? Am I going to be stuck inside for weeks?
No, the good thing is the shelves aren't as full as they used to be. You won't need them. The bread will go stale. What else did you get? You got the milk.
Yeah,
milk lasts for a while, so you could use it. The kids have cereal. It's good. But don't worry about it. And you don't need the eggs because the French Toast Fest will not be necessary. This gloom and doom, snowmageddon, major storm. That's all they promote.
Well, how would I heard 2 to 20 inches in New York? What is your forecast?
New York's not going to get hit that hard. Now, what part? You mean New York City?
I don't know exactly. Who,
okay, let me tell you who's going to get pounded. Martha's Vineyard is going to get pounded. 8 to 12 inches, 100% chance of snow.
We don't care about that.
Well, it's right out on the water, and that's where the storm's going. It's going out towards the water.
Coastal storm. All right, Jersey Shore, how much snow, Howard?
1 to 3 inches tops.
That's it?
That's it. And Philadelphia, if you get an inch.
Coating to an inch.
There's certain guys at the station that know what an inch is. If you get an inch.
Who's my man? Me!
I would be surprised at anything more than an inch. See, it's going off to the shore, and even South Jersey, which I thought would get hit a little harder. Wilmington's not going to get that much.
Delaware beaches aren't going to get hit like they once did. How about north and west west suburbs, Howard?
No, the Lehigh Valley, 1 to 3 inches.
So, Howard, would you disagree with this? I'm just seeing this headline, Philadelphia Inquirer. This weekend's forecast snow could become a bomb cyclone, meaning a very rapidly intensifying storm. They're calling it a bomb cyclone, Howard.
Here's what happens with weather. And people think this is a joke. I did weather for a week on Channel 3. And I did it during the blizzard of 93, and the National Weather Service called the station and said, you know, he really did a good job.
Bull.
It's not rocket science. And there was an ice storm 2 days later, which shut down the city. It's not rocket science.
It's not.
All right? What it is, it's computers. Things move. But now the computers and the technology is better. And
are you telling me these guys don't really do anything, these weather people today?
I get it from other people. You look at things and you look at all where the snow, but you kind of, it's kind of like cookie cutter stuff. It really isn't.
Well, not the Marks and Reese Weather Center. We get accurate and dependable, Howard.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do.
I know. All right.
That's what I'm trying to do for you. So in the end, obviously things could change, but it's not, it appears that it's very, very, very unlikely that Philadelphia, Wilmington, a little bit more than an inch, South Jersey, 1 to 3 inches. But that could be reduced, too, because if it goes off to the shore and it kind of goes out that way, it's not going to be a big deal. Here's the reality. And I have friends that are general managers at most of the stations.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Me too.
Channel 3's changed people so often, I don't know who's there anymore. But, you know, general managers. But the reality is that it's just like it's pressure. Oh, you know, this is like major storm. The headline's major storm. And it doesn't say major storm where. Is it 200 miles away? Martha's Vineyard. What's that, about 200 miles away?
Yeah, I got about
okay,
that.
Okay, so 200 miles away if you want to go to Martha. But the wealthy people I don't care about because they get people to do things for them anyway.
Right.
So if you're up in Martha's Vineyard. But we're not going to get hit that hard.
All right, there you have
it. Could it be a little sloppy? I don't know if you knew this, John. I guess it was about three or four years ago. They predicted 8 to 12 inches. So I'm driving around Delaware County. And I can't find anything but wet roads.
Was this when he was periscoping, Jack?
He got
100,000 views.
Yeah.
Just safety first at WIP. Periscoping out the window.
The people at Fox 29 were laughing, except the weather people weren't laughing because they weren't right.
Well, you were embarrassed.
I was doing live.
Yeah, you were scooping.
I was looking for the drift.
This is, yeah.
See, this is what television people do. When there's winds, and there'll be some winds, when there's drifts, they go with their ruler. They stick it, yeah, here, look at this, you know, and 2 feet to the side, there's 1 inch. Here, there's 6 inches because there's a drift because it blew on the
side.
All right,
well, there you have it. Howard Eskin, our chief meteorologist. Howard, thank you for the
forecast.
So just
relax. No snowmageddon. The people in Cleveland, Minnesota, Buffalo, they don't have to laugh at us for help. Oh, my God.
No snow cyclone bomb, Joe Giglio.
Disappointed.
All right, thank you, Howard. We look for you and John Johnson tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. All right. Thank you. There he is. Howard, a chief meteorologist here at 94 WIP in the Marks and Reese Show. Yeah, I could have given the same information. Very concise, clear, accurate, dependable. Thank you.
But Howard, you aren't on TV. That's the
I was never a TV.
Yeah, right.
And I don't have friends at the TV stations, GMs, and things like that.
Yeah.
No one knows me. Nah, no one knows me. No one wants to know me. No one's ever going to know me. I have no interest in that life. No interest at all. Thank you, Howard. All right, let's go to the phones.
The problem is, John?
What?
Whether people actually think they're important.
They do?
Yes.
So you're saying they're not important?
No, they're just, they're worker bees.
Yeah, you're saying anyone could do it.
I think anyone could do it.
Yeah, like you did.
Hey, so what makes the best weather people on TV? Just their, like, how they transfer the information?
And TV's gotten away from this.
Uh-oh.
Personality. Jim O'Brien and John, you're a Philadelphia guy, right?
Of course.
You remember Jim O'Brien?
Of course.
Okay, Jim O'Brien and Joe Dozen was a major, major, major.
A big star.
That's what made Channel 6 what it was.
Right.
Because when he did the weather, he gave you the forecast, but you had fun watching him. Personality. So when I went and did the weather, they told me to sit at the desk. I said, no, I'm not sitting. If I don't do it in front of the board, I'm not doing it. So I went in front. I had fun. You know, it was a blizzard, so I couldn't have too much fun. Just have a personality.
All right. There he is.
That's it.
Thank you, Howard.
It's not rocket science.
All right. There he is. Howard Eskin. Cut the mic there, Jack. Howard Eskin, thank you. Thank you very much. As, yes.
Howard Eskin, 610 WIP.
And I'm Howard Eskin, 215-592.
Do you feel safer now?
0610.
I could use him getting one storm wrong, though.
Like he's had a good run.
He's gone too much of a hot streak. It's like Giglio with his takes for the last, like, year and a half.
Yeah, you've been right.
The Giglio hot streak's gotten quite annoying. It's starting to run out, though, because of Jalen's playoff game.
I
get one playoff game wrong, the streak's over.
Come on.
Ever since I left you at the elevator with your glasses all fogged up, your eyes haven't been the same.
I haven't gotten over that. You and Wade from Chester are the only ones that are left standing where you were with Jalen Hurts, and you've even taken it. You and Wade have even taken a step back.
Now, listen, we're being realistic about this. We're giving this kid a chance to prove to everyone what we think he could be. That's all.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. Jeff in Allentown. Jeffrey, how are you, bud? What's up?
Doing good, sir. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good, Jeff. What's up?
Absolutely. Hey, a Hall of Fame quarterback to come to Philadelphia? Absolutely. Do whatever you need to do because it's about the peace of mind. You don't have to think about it. And who are you going to – Jalen Hurts, backup, who not backup, Flacco. You're always trying to figure out what are they going to do? What's going to happen? What's not going to happen? Hall of Fame quarterback Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, peace of mind. You can build a whole team around them.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, that your theory is correct. But we keep saying Hall of Fame quarterback as if he's going to continue to always play like that. Like, his credentials say he's going to the Hall of Fame. I agree. I think Russell Wilson's going to go one day. But it doesn't mean we're getting that player anymore, Jeff. It's just his name is Russell Wilson.
Yeah, the problem is that the coaching around both players has been as abysmal. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, everybody wants to trumpet Matt LaFleur, but the problem is that he's played these last two games, this year and last year, like he's afraid to – he's playing like he doesn't want to lose it as opposed to he's trying to win it. I think with Sirianni and whoever they're going to bring in, I think it's a great combination.
Could be. I mean, also, Aaron Rodgers put up 10 points on Saturday night. I'm not blaming Matt LaFleur for Aaron Rodgers playing like – he played like crap on
he
Saturday.
He played like crap, yeah. That is – I mean, you know where it kind of turned for me was after Mercedes Lewis had the fumble.
Yeah.
And he, like, not that he was pouting, but he was kind of like
– it was almost like, again, it's going to happen again.
Yeah, he
saw it on his face. He was upset.
Yeah, you did. And it was like after that, he wasn't taking chances. He wasn't having fun. He wasn't throwing the lasers. And it was weird. It kind of flipped on that. But it gets to him.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those things get to him.
For a great – and Aaron Rodgers is an all-time great quarterback. He has a small amount of comeback wins. It's almost like when things are going great for Aaron Rodgers, he looks the best
good
in the world.
Runner.
And, yeah, he's a front runner. I mean, he's a great player, but I don't know. He's there's a reason why he hasn't won as much as he should.
You guys we'll get back to the phones. You guys do a line of the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday?
We did, yeah. We were talking about obviously Bonds Clements because it was the last year. And then we threw in some of the – I mean, there were so many ex-Phillies.
On that ballot.
And Marcus was the first time he ever voted. He actually had a vote for the Hall of Fame this year.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He voted J-Roll, which I thought was interesting, because both Jack and I don't think J-Roll is a Hall of Famer.
And he put all 10 guys on the ballot.
Your favorite, John.
Yeah, which is...
including Abreu.
Which is a no-no. See, like, that's just... they should take his vote. Seriously, he shouldn't be allowed to vote again. If you're putting 10 players on the ballot... Now, listen, like, if that's something they want you to do, then that's what makes it a joke.
I do think some years, like this year, for example, like, there's a lot of holdovers, so it makes it where...
Some years you're going to have 10.
Right, like, when you have a lot of guys... But, like, next year, I think the only... I looked at it today. The only name on there that makes any sense is Carlos Beltran is on the ballot next year. Next year, it'd be weird if people are checking off 10. I don't think there's 10.
There will be people that put 10 on.
Yeah, that would be silly.
See, here's the difference with me, all right? It's not the Hall of Very Good... it's not the Hall of All-Star Players. It's the Hall of Fame. Part of the problem is when guys like Harold Baines make the Hall of Fame, and listen, Harold Baines was a good player. To me, he was never a Hall of Famer. He was just a good player.
Yeah.
Scott Rolen becoming a Hall of Famer, that's the Hall of Very Good. That's you taking numbers and deciding this is a guy like, oh, well, look at his numbers. No, nobody's had this OPS and this many gold gloves and this many this and this many that to make the Hall of Fame. You're just creating this category to get him in. And like Ryan Howard, he's off the ballot? Ryan Howard, to me, moves the needle than a lot of these guys. Bobby Abreu was a very good hitter, was an all-star, had a great eye, was a really good player. Who had more impact in baseball? Ryan Howard's 5 years or Bobby Abreu's years?
Yeah, well, he was the best power hitter in the game for 5 years. But Abreu was better for longer. I mean,
definitely.
There's a lot of players like Howard over the years, right? Like, if it's about... your burst, it'd be different. But baseball's about numbers. Football's not like that.
It's always been a numbers game.
That's why Terrell Davis in the Hall of Fame in football, Kurt Warner's in the Hall of Fame. It's about your best in football. Baseball, it's like how long you stick around.
Well, we don't disrespect Kurt Warner in the city anymore. Because I don't know if you know this, but his son committed to Temple yesterday.
I did see that.
Elijah Warner.
Temple's back.
Is he playing quarterback?
Apparently.
Yep.
You know, there you go. Just wait. Let Hurts ride it out. And if that doesn't work out, you draft Warner's kid.
Do you know who he selected Temple over?
I don't.
Please don't tell me.
Do you want to know? Southern Georgia.
Okay.
And UConn.
Powerhouses.
Right.
Powerhouses.
Wasn't UConn so bad this year that they fired the coach after 2 weeks and then
Yes.
The worst team by far in college football?
They were one of the worst teams ever in college football.
So he made a good choice.
Poor Tucker.
Yeah, definitely. No, like, I hope he's great. I mean, it's great he's coming to Temple. What do I care? You know, we know what Temple is going to be.
Yeah.
They find a good coach, and then he's going to leave, and then they'll have to find another head coach. But the Hall of Fame conversation to me, and we'll get back to the phones here, the Hall of Fame conversation to me is interesting because, like, there's no criteria. There's no handbook. It's kind of like, here's the ballot. Here's the names. They're not affiliated with baseball, but at the same time, like, they're independent of baseball, but they're really not independent of baseball, right? Like, it's like the baseball doesn't govern it, but we're looking at it and we're saying we're not putting steroid players in. By the way, Joe, like, I would never put steroid players in if I was voting, but I'd be consistent. So how can I not vote for Barry Bonds when there's already steroid players in there right now?
And the only guy to make it this year was David Ortiz.
Steroid guy!
Yeah.
Right, so I don't need evidence. I don't need a positive test or anything. My eyes and my head tell me if a guy has done it or not. But if there's already guys that are in the Hall of Fame, so what, now because Barry Bonds is prickly, I'm not gonna put him in? I mean, Barry Bonds is a Hall of Famer. Right? Yeah. If he used steroids and you're putting other steroid guys in there, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, it is ridiculous that you look at a ballot and say, Barry Bonds, no. Roger Clemens, no. Alex Rodriguez, no. Like, they're the three best players on the ballot this year. And none of them came close to making the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's because of that. And then there's the whole Curt Schilling
and
thing.
Kurt.
Yeah, and Kurt talked his way out of the Hall of Fame. He was going. I mean, he was almost there. He was on that Scott Rolen path where it was like, he's getting closer and closer. And then
every
he's like,
year, yep.
And then we know what he said and did, and he talked his way out.
He talked his way out. Yeah, he'll probably get him from the whatever they call the Veterans Committee.
Golden Age or something?
Yeah, whatever it is. Let's go to Vinny in West Philly. Vinny, what do you got? How are you?
Hey, yo, first of all, I do agree with you. In order for a Hall of Fame to have some credibility, you got to leave some good guys out.
Yeah.
And that's just my opinion. You got to have some guys to look at and say, oh, you should be in. Those are the perfect guys to leave out because it gives your Hall credibility. In terms of Russell Wilson, I don't want him. And listen, everyone knows you get good, you get bad when you overpay your quarterbacks. We got bad when we paid Wentz. Seattle got bad when they paid Wilson. Listen, you can't even look through history. Think about the last time you heard of Tom Brady getting a big payday. He's been known to take pay cuts to get players and to have depth. He's been known. You don't remember big ESPN headlines and this guy, because Tom Brady's probably worth, you know, a gazillion dollars. You don't
he made middle of the pack money for a decade.
Exactly.
He did.
And because he understood the business of it. So no, I would not mortgage three first round picks. These guys could turn out to be some very good players. No way I would give up three first round picks. That's insane for a 33-year-old quarterback. Listen, Jalen Hurts may not be what we saw Saturday night, but the key word is that he's capable. He has proven to be capable and not lose you a game, so to speak. He's very judicious with the football, and that's what matters. He's capable with the right team around him. You know, I getting Russell Wilson, absolutely. It's not for the three first-round picks. And we can get him as a free agent, I would consider, but not for the three first-round picks.
All right, Vinny. Appreciate it. Yeah, what he said about it's so true about the Hall of Fame. Feeling bad that a player's not getting in, but saying, like, he's just almost there. Like, but he's not. Like, he's not good enough.
That's the way I feel about Abreu. Abreu had a lot of great numbers. I wouldn't have voted Abreu in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was an all-star.
Yeah, very good, very good player.
Good player, played on some
What would the
teams.
Hall of Fame look like if you just had one vote?
What do you mean one
vote? Like, one ballot. Like, every year just...
Oh, you vote for one person?
No. Like, you only have one time to be on the ballot. And then, like, a veteran committee can do it.
Oh, yes or no.
Yeah, in 10 years or whatever, a veteran committee can reassess. But, like, why does everyone have to get talked into a Hall of Famer?
It'd be more like
you're right.
Marxist Hall of Fame,
right?
Like,
don't you just know a Hall of Famer when you're watching a Hall of Famer?
Well, I think you do, but I also think this steroid stuff has ruined it, right? Like, if you're not voting for Bonds or Clemens, you almost feel a responsibility. Like, who am I going to vote
then
in?
Who are you voting for?
And that's how you get Roland getting closer. Now, I like Roland more than Mark. So I think he's a Hall of Famer. But, like, Todd Helton's getting closer. Billy Wagner got 51% of the vote. He's a relief pitcher.
That's
like,
a joke.
Yeah, like if you're not Mariano Rivera, it's hard for me to say a relief pitcher.
How is the first unanimous player of all time getting in the Hall of Fame as a freaking closer?
Well, yeah, that's because people are afraid they're going to get yelled at on Twitter. That's why they voted Mariano unanimous. But I think these voters don't know what to do. If I'm not allowed to vote for the steroid guys, who am I putting in? Well, Todd Helton.
But my point, and I guess what Jack is saying, is that why does a guy get 30% one year and then 40% the next year and then 50%. There's this transit. Keep going up a little bit more. Either he's a Hall of Famer or not, right? Like,
it's all Ryan Spader's fault.
I don't know what that means.
You know, Jimmy
Spader starts all these campaigns.
He's a stat guy. He's got a big Roland campaign that's been going on for a while. You know, Jimmy Rollins could go on that path because Scott Roland had 9% of the vote or around that number, and now he's about 65. Jimmy had 9% yesterday. There's a chance Jimmy 5-6 years from now is like...
Is Scott Rolen territory right?
Right,
now.
He's knocking on the door.
Because Jason Stark, and he wrote about this, said that he's voting for Jimmy Rollins because he feels like it's a worthwhile conversation for him being a Hall of Famer. I almost think that he said he's not sure if he's a Hall of Famer
or not,
but he's
voting
for him.
Wanted to keep
him on the ballot. Wants him on the ballot. Needed 5% to stay on the ballot.
Well, it's the opposite of Ryan Howard, right? Ryan Howard's off the ballot. It's over.
It's over.
Because he didn't get 5%.
And he's not a Hall of Famer, let's face it.
No, he's not.
He's not a Hall of Famer. But so Jimmy Rollins getting 9% to where 90% of the people didn't think. And I know some guys picked 10 players and maybe there wasn't room for Jimmy Rollins. That's bogus. That's BS. There's no way there's 10 deserving Hall of Famers on that ballot.
Most years I would agree
no
with you. There's not
way.
10.
No way.
That's I'd say typically there's more like 3 or 4.
If you're doing 10, like that's an unbelievable year. No, what it is, these guys go through the process of starting off with lower numbers, and then they rise and they rise and they rise, and then like this year is the year that you realize that Scott Rolen's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame, right? Just based on previous cases and things like that.
The only guy to ever get to 70% and not to get to 75% eventually is Curt Schilling. He literally had to talk his way out of the Hall of Fame.
He did. His number actually went down this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, less people voted for him.
And then he has 6 ferrets that live in his storage room with
building,
him.
Building cabinets or something?
That was so odd. So odd. Peter in Media, Pennsylvania. Peter, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. Thank you very much, Sean. Joe, good to talk with you guys.
Going on?
You too, Pete.
Now, listen, I agree with your John, you've been harping on this all season, and good for you, that they need better quarterback play. How do we get it? Do we wait for Hurts to get better? Do we bring in somebody? I'm going to throw out a name who is a better quarterback right now. His last, he's an unrestricted free agent, if my information is correct. He only got $5.5 million. He won't cost you any of those 3 first-round picks, and you could bring him in for a year or 2 years, and if you don't like him, then at least we've gotten through to next year when the draft is better, and that's Jameis Winston. I get it. He's not a sexy name like Wilson and Rodgers and all that, but he'd be better than Hurts. He can throw the long ball. If Sirianni's worth his coaching, maybe take the interceptions out of him. And if he's lousy, at least he pushes Hurts a little bit, and we get through the next year, and then we go into the draft without any damage done.
Yeah, I'm out, Peter. No, it's a no for me. So this year he had a 59% completion percentage before he got hurt. We're complaining about Jalen Hurts at 61. This guy was 59, and he doesn't run anywhere. And the second thing is, I mean, he threw for 167 yards a game. We're yelling about Hurts at 150, 78, you know, close to 200, whatever he was at most games. But Jalen Hurts would run for 50 or 60. But what am I doing with a quarterback that throws for 150 and doesn't run?
Yeah, they don't need to bring in a guy that's going to be competition to Jalen Hurts.
Just keep Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, if you're hear you. You're probably buying low on the first overall pick, which is Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
If you didn't have Jalen Hurts and you were trying to find a guy that might be somebody that you're buying low and you're getting high talent.
Like a bridge guy, yeah.
It would make sense for Pittsburgh, maybe, a Winston. A team that doesn't have a quarterback right now, obvious quarterback right now. But, I mean, listen, as much as I'm sitting here and people think I'm crapping on Jalen Hurts, the problem is Jalen Hurts did too well this year. He did too well. He was good enough. He was impressive in a lot of different areas. But as the season went on and you saw what was going on with the Eagles, you saw where the deficiencies were. The same weaknesses that you had coming out of college are still there. And it's involving the passing game. You know, you don't decide that you want to run the ball 65% of the time because you love your young quarterback, but you just want to run the ball more.
Yeah, they wanted to win, and the winning was easier if they ran the football.
Correct.
Yeah, that's the truth, and that's where he's at right now and where they were at. That was their strength.
Yep. It was 215-592-9494, and you got in the playoffs, and a defensive coordinator said, yeah, we're just going to put a lot of people and stack the box against him and see what he does.
And he was hurt again, which is my worry.
Yeah,
if he doesn't have his legs, he can't succeed. I mean, that's him.
It's a great point, and the fact that we didn't even know he was hurt at first. If it wasn't for the Howard question, remember, like, Howard asked the question about the ankle, and it's like, hold on, he may not play. He was never fully healthy after that.
Well, and he came out after the press conference as of the playoff game in a walking boot, which means they were hiding that for 7 weeks, or it was worse in the playoff game. He re-injured it.
It didn't get better, that's for sure. Off-season surgery, someone's mentioning.
I don't get that for a sprained ankle.
He had it once. When he was at Alabama, he had surgery, I think, on a high ankle sprain.
Might have been the other ankle, too.
Yeah. So this is not the first time this has happened to him.
Awesome.
Not great.
Awesome. Coming up, top five at five. What did Jack do yesterday for the top five at five?
So Marcus was in, so I did my favorite press conference moments the last 5 years. So that, because he's at all of them. So, like, the premature explosion with Doug, he asked that question.
We don't, we don't.
If we don't, we don't. Some other.
It sounds like a fun one.
Yeah. It was
the fourth best bullpen ERA when the Phillies were trying to defend their roster building.
You know, that was Howard's question, too.
It was.
Right?
Yep. He had him on the ropes. They looked at each other.
Not
for five
a potted
minutes.
Plant sitting in
what,
the corner.
What did he say? Like, in August, I don't know if you knew, we had like
the funniest part about it was a question about the prospects not helping the major league team. And he goes, I don't know if you know this, but we had the fourth lowest second half bullpen ERA in baseball in the second half.
That's the best he could do.
This is why we need baseball back. Forget the games. We need those stooges to talk. The three stooges. I mean, I miss the three stooges with McPhail and Klentak and those guys. We need that back.
Doc immediately jumping ship in the playoffs was all time. That was on there.
All time, yeah. I mean, he just now he's insulting reporters on a weekly basis.
Would you ask Pop that question?
215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls. Top five at five with Mr. Fritz. And in the envelope coming up at 5:30, we're going to put a Laker in the envelope with Bron maybe playing tonight. Any additional information on that, we'll update you with that. 76ers and Lakers tonight. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.